Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Is this really safety training? Checking for understanding. There's an old saying, I can explain it to you, but I can't understand it for you. Light communication training is a two-part process. Part one is delivering the training. Part two is learning what is being trained. In a perfect scenario, the trainer does the first part and the trainee does the second. In too many scenarios, the first part is attempted and the second part simply doesn't happen. Much classroom training is simply delivered and evaluated. No learning is measured. Even in computer-based training, which includes testing, many of the lessons are repetitive and the answers can be memorized without being understood. Most organizations feel pressured to deliver the quantity of training required and largely neglect the quality of the training. This has created a workforce of overtrained and underperforming workers in regards to safety. Much of our improved safety performance has resulted from workers' experience rather than formal training programs. The bottom line is that training is not really happening if learning is not taking place. Learning can be measured and verified both formally and informally through open questioning, role-playing, or through testing. Every safety program should question whether they are just going through the training motions or truly developing safety competence in their workers.
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.